F. Hollis Foote, September 11th, 1970.
We've seen about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any trouble with the men you were working with?
No. No. I got along very nicely with them.
Did you enjoy that type of work?
Yes.
You were doing?
Mm-hmm.
How come you left?
Well, the work that I was doing was completed.
Oh, I see.
And that eventually led up to my going to the Yukon and being a foreman up there.
Oh. When did you go to the Yukon?
And it was seven years ago.
So that would be 43.
Yeah. 43, that went up there.
Mm-hmm. How did you manage to get hired to go up there?
Well, they were advertising for men, and I went to Utica and was interviewed down there, and they hired me, and I didn't know when I could go, and wanted to go as quick as I could. But I had to make some adjustments here before I went, and I left here on the 23rd of May and landed up there on the 6th of June at and they put me on as a...
Did you go by boat?
Partway.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they made me an assistant foreman up there, and I had that job until I was next to the last civilian out of there that was on the construction end of it.
What was the name of the place you went to?
White Horse.
In Alaska?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the nature of the construction job you were on?
Well, the start of it was putting in a sewage system. I started my work, and then later I changed the waterworks over, put in some bigger pipe in that, and after that, I had charge of looking after the fellows that were on their way out. After a man had been up there 9 months, he could leave, but they were sent in from the other areas, and I had to keep them busy until they got their shipping instructions. And that was doing several different jobs. One of the biggest jobs that I had up there, after I got through with the sewage system and the waterworks was seeing to getting the wood cut. They burned wood in all of the barracks, and it took a lot of it. And when I took over, they had a pile of about 200 cords all piled up, and they were very short of wood. And the superintendent asked me if I'd take over. They were having trouble getting wood enough cut to keep warm. And I told him that I'd take over providing I could have a crew of men of my own to take care of it. What they'd been doing before that was using fellas that didn't, like truck drivers that didn't have a job to do, and they were useless when it come to
cutting wood,
doing anything with the wood. So I they had three different saw rigs, and one of them wasn't working at all, and the other two weren't working very satisfactory. And I got a hold of the mechanic down in the shop and asked him to rig me up a real saw, and he fixed this up. He was a man about my age, and he knew what it was all about. And we rigged up a saw rig that would, instead of pushing the logs onto the saw, we pulled the saw onto the logs, and these logs were all 16 foot long, so they were hard to handle, and we put a carrier on rollers down where they put these logs onto those rollers, and then brought them along, and as we wanted to cut them off, we just pulled the saw to them. And it worked out very nicely.
How many men did you need to cut your logs?
I had a crew of eight.
Where'd they get the wood?
Well, it came in on trucks from way back. Some of it was hauled 20 miles away. It was all pine, and in areas that had been burned over. The Indians up there would set fires every little while to burn the trees so that there would be feed for the wild game. And where the pines grew up too thick, there wasn't any feed. So every little while they'd have a forest fire somewhere that would kill those trees off. So it was a dirty mess to handle, but it made nice wood.
You mean the trees had been charred?
They'd been charred, yes.
Now, besides the wood, what else was your responsibility?
Well, that and keeping the place cleaned up around there. When we didn't have work to do with the wood, we used the crew to clean up and make the place look better.
How many bunks were there, bunk houses were there?
I think there was about 20.
20 houses?
Yes.
Was this for the Army?
Yes.
were they soldiers who were living in these bunkhouses or civilian employees?
Well, they were mostly soldiers. There was some of them, of course, were employees that were working around there.
What was the object of the job they were doing up there? Were they laying pipe or cutting the road or what?
Well, they were laying pipe in from way back. Well, I can't tell how far, and it was that was to bring the oil in to White Horse.
Did they pay you a lot more than they would in the States at that time?
Well, it was more, but it was very meager compared to what they're doing now. I've forgotten now just what they... I think I got $1.60 as assistant foreman, an hour.
Were you in charge at all of the pipe laying? Did you have anything to do with that at all?
The pipeline that was coming in? No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
How was the food up there?
Very good. Very good.
Did you have cooks in the...
Oh yes,
houses?
We had two of these barracks were cookhouses.
Mm-hmm.
No, there was three of them. There was three cookhouses.
How long did you stay there?
I was there from... I got there the 6th of June and I left there on the 24th of the next April.
So you went through the winter?
Oh yeah, I was there all winter.
Was it hard to go through the winter there?
Well, it was hard in one way. It happened that winter was one of the warmest that they'd ever had in that section.
Mm-hmm.
But of course the days were very short. The daylight was very short.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, and lots of the time we had to work with lights on.
Mm-hmm. Did you mind the cold?
I didn't. I got along very nicely.
How many hours a day would you work?
Well, anywhere from 10 to 15, depending on what was in.
Did you hear much about the Japanese while you were up there?
No.
White Horse is quite away from the Aleutians, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did you have any trouble with the men?
No.
Remember any interesting experiences that happened up there in the wilderness?
Well, I don't remember anything special right now. I presume there was things. Nothing comes to my mind right at the present time.
So you left there in 44, in April of 44.
Yeah.
And came back to Malone?
Yeah.
Where were you living at that time?
Over on... and was living on First Street.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe that house on First Street?
Well, we had an apartment on the second floor.
Mm-hmm. About five rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were your children in 1944?
Well, they were all away by that time. You see, my son was down at Farmingdale. One daughter was teaching in Long Island, and the other daughter was at Wasaic, down at where she put out a state hospital was.
Mm-hmm. Were they married by this time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were your daughters married here in Malone?
No.
They're married in their husband's hometown?
Well, one of them was married in Albany, and the other one was married in on Farmingdale. No, not Farmingdale. Huntington.
Mm-hmm. What did you take up when you got back here from the Yukon?
Well, I didn't do anything for a while. And then later I went back to Sears and Roebuck.
Had you been at Sears and Roebuck before?
I was at Sears and Roebuck when I went to the Yukon. I left there when I went to the Yukon.
What were you doing for Sears and Roebuck?
I was manager of the furniture department.
Uh-huh. Was that right here in Malone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long had you had that job before you went to the Yukon? Not too long, because you've been in Messina.
Well,
before.
I was with Sears and Roebuck for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I forgot just how long.
Did you like the Sears and Roebuck job?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was furniture a hard thing to sell?
Well, there was plenty of competition.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, before I went away, I had done very well with it. But when I came back and went to work for him the second time, we had a manager that wasn't so as good as the one I had in the first place. The one that in the first place gave me plenty of cooperation, but things had changed and it was a very different atmosphere.
Hmm. What was the second man like? What was the atmosphere under him?
Well, he was... He wasn't as cooperative as the first one was.
How would the first man cooperate with you?
Well, he gave me quite a free hand to do whatever I thought was best. The other fellow wanted to be the big cheese all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did you work there starting in 44?
Well, I think that next time I only worked about 6 months.
Did you find that people bought a great deal of furniture at one time or a small amount of furniture at one time?
Well, it depended. There was, when couples were just getting married, they were quite apt to come in and buy quite a lot of it. But families that were established, why, they would perhaps they would buy a living room suit at one time and maybe other things at other time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of furniture did they seem to like? Overstuffed?
Well, that depend on what they were buying. In that kind of furniture, they bought quite a lot of older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot of our furniture wasn't. Bedroom suits and so on were different.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell rugs up there?
Yes.
Yeah. What did people like in rugs? Did they like the plainer colored rugs or the fancier colored rugs?
More apt to be plain.
Mm-hmm. How about lamps? What did they like in lamps?
Oh, I don't remember too much about that. They sold quite a lot of lamps with big shades and so on, but
mm-hmm. How would you go about selling a reluctant customer? Someone who really didn't want to buy?
Well, I don't know that I ever tried to sell anybody that didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. After you did your 6 months there, what did you take up then?
I started a restaurant up there.
Where was that?
On Pearl Street.
Across from Sevens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's torn down now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that building. Mm-hmm. What gave you the idea to start that?
Well, I wanted something to do, and I've always been interested in food.
How would you go about setting up a restaurant? You'd have to buy lots of capital things, like...
I had to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was where the trouble was. I bought too much. Didn't charge enough for what I sold.
Uh-huh.
It was disastrous.
How long were you there in the restaurant?
Oh, I think about a year and a half.
Uh-huh. What'd you call it?
I forgot now what the... Foot Diner, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. Did your wife go in on that with you?
Well, she worked, she helped.
Mm-hmm.
She did quite a lot of the cooking. That is, she made the pies and donuts and things like that, but I had a cook in the kitchen besides that.
Did you tell him what kind of food to make? Did you have any recipes for him? The cook, or was it a woman?
It was a woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, she just did the plain cooking.
Did you have a good business, a lot of customers?
I had a good business for a while. But I got sick then, and my wife ran it for a while, and that helped still me blind.
Really?
Yeah.
You had waitresses?
Yeah. My wife couldn't handle help. She was too lenient with them, and I had too many. They were knocking down. After I came out of the hospital, I run it for a while, but it got the upper hands of me.
How many help did you have?
Well, one time we had seven.
Hmm.
We were overstocked with help and underpriced in what we had, and then I had too many with light fingers.
Mm-hmm. The help were so numerous they were bumping into each other.
Well, they were all right if I'd known more about the business. The first place, I didn't charge enough. Second place, we had too much help.
You had to pay rent for the building, too, from the first
place.
Yes. Yeah. Who'd you sell the business to?
I didn't sell it. They put me out of business.
Oh, your creditors?
Well, yeah. Guess that's what you'd say.
What did you go into after that?
I don't remember that. I don't think I got into anything. Oh, I did. I run the gas station down on the flat for a while.
Mm-hmm. What company were you working for in that?
Well, I was working for myself. I had just a little gas station down at the side of the fairground.
Mm-hmm. Where Buzz Baker is now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jim King was there.
Yeah.
Did he work for you?
No, that was... I took it over from after he got out of there.
Mm-hmm. Jim King was quite a character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He sure was.
What do you remember about him?
I can remember when he used to live up Belmont. When I first knew him, he'd cut little wood and one horse, and he'd bring a small load of wood down and sell it and buy a few groceries and back home again.
Was he quite prosperous when he died?
In the end, yes.
You used to play fiddle at the dances, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those dances?
I don't remember the dances especially, but I can remember just playing fiddle. In fact, when I was running the gas station, he used to come over once in a while and sit there and play fiddle.
What were some of the things he played?
Well, I don't remember now.
Did he have a beard? Quite a beard?
No.
Did you enjoy running that gas station?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Did you know quite a bit about cars?
No. I didn't do any mechanical work. I just sold gas and oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you do your best business during fair time?
Oh, I wouldn't say so. The best business was during the tourist season.
Mm-hmm. It's the summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It never was a big business anyway.
How long were you there?